bring everyone into order there. Hello, I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting tonight. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile devices are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at tonight's meeting. I would also just like to remind members that we would have as much of a respectful discussion tonight as possible for all the items on tonight's agenda. And on a note, I will now move to item two, which is declarations of interest.
Chair, sorry, apologies.
I've missed that point, sorry. Any apologies from the floor?
Yeah, Councillor Byrne and Councillor McAteer.
Thank you.
The Chief Executive, Marie Ward.
Okay, thank you. Any other apologies? No. Okay, thank you. So item two, any declarations of interest?
Chair, I just want to seek guidance on item 10, which is in relation to the financial assistance. I'm aware that my own club have applied for the financial assistance that's being considered tonight, but given that the paper is anonymous and there's no names of any club, is it right that I can remain in the chamber, or would the direction and advice be to leave, given that they have applied?
I think it's a matter of the member's discretion, but...
Yes, it is contrary for each council to decide themselves what's the best course of action.
That's the best advice I think we have. Okay, thank you, Councillor Sharwin. And then item three, the action sheet arising from the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee held on the 12th of September 2024. If I could get a proposer and seconder, please. Yep, Councillor Hanlon and Councillor O'Hare to second. Yep, okay, great, thank you. Okay, then item four, which is the officer report on notice of motion on good relations, and I'm going to hand over to Josephine.
Thank you, Chair. The paper is in relation to the notice of motion that came forward from Councillor Truesdale at the September Council meeting. The notice of motion was sent to the Good Relations and Equality Reference Group meeting on the 26th of September, where it was discussed in detail. The discussions at that meeting went around the impact of the funding, the reduction of the funding from the Executive Office, the prioritisation of the work undertaken by Council, and the fact that funding, for example, for things like St Patrick's Day events had been reduced. Those in attendance had acknowledged the work being undertaken by officers and the importance of the financial support from the Executive Office. Following the meeting of at the meeting following all the looking at the review of what the officers had said, The recommendation is at 3.1 that there is an amendment, a slight amendment to the Councillor Truesdale's notice of motion. And the recommendation number one is to amend the notice of motion, which was considered and discussed at the Councillors Equality and Good Relations Reference Group on the 26th of September, to read as follows: that this Council recognises the vital role of good relations programmes in supporting reconciliation in a society, recovering from conflict, bringing together communities, creating shared spaces, challenging sectarianism, racism and other forms of prejudice, and promoting respect for all cultural identities. Strongly condemns the recent violence and targeting of business, encourages greater support and investment for sporting and cultural events, such as a mechanism for uniting local communities. Registers a disappointment that an enhanced and fully funded regional good relations strategy has not been prioritised since the restoration of the Northern Ireland Assembly. Further records its disappointment that the reduction in good relations funding granted in 23-24 councils by the Executive Office has not been reinstated to previous levels. And the second recommendation is in relation to the Council respond to the consultation on the Executive Office's budget allocation 24-25, outlining the concerns raised in the above resolution. You can see there that it's for decision tonight, so I'm looking for a proposer, seconder, or any questions.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Josephine. Councillor Truesdale, did you want to speak on anything first beforehand? Sorry, I'll bring you in after, Councillor Sharman, if that's okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay. I'll bring you in at the end then, Councillor Truesdale, if you wish to speak. Councillor Riley, just due to...
Yeah, it was on number three, the action sheet arising.
If members are content to go back to that item,
Chairman, very briefly, it was just on the matter of performance, and there was people who had seen a report not in the press, and they had pointed out that it's very hard to get through to council on basic things like inquiring about a marriage certificate or birth certificate or a dog licence, and in some cases people have been told to register online and to do their dog licence application, but for an elderly person with a dog, it's causing a distress. If that could be simplified, if there was a direct line that people could ring through. Whenever you get notification of licence renewal, there is a number, but that number goes on to record a message that tells you to register at www.nearymorningdown.com.
Is this maybe an issue you could pick up with one of the relevant directors after the meeting, if that's okay?
Well, that's essentially it, Madam Chair.
Okay, but thanks.
If somebody could just look into it.
Yeah, I think someone can take along those comments and you can speak with a relevant person after the meeting for that item. Moving on then, on to item four, Councillor Sharon.
Yeah, no, Chair, I'm happy to propose the document. There was a deep and fruitful conversation at Good Relations, and I think the points that were raised by all members there, Councillor Truesdale was very content with, and so yeah, happy to propose.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. I'm also happy to second the paper. Any other comments from the floor? No, Councillor Truesdale, did you want to just come in at all?
I just wanted to second what Gareth said. It was a really good and constructive discussion. It was my first time in that forum. And as I said many times throughout, it's one of the things that this council does particularly well. Say that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then. The following items 5 to 14, are deemed to be exempt under Paragraph 3 of Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I please get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Yes, Councillor O'Hare, propose, and a seconder, please. Yes, Councillor Quinn. Thank you. Okay, members, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, Sustainability and Environment Resources Report. On the proposal of Councillor Howie, seconded by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined in the officer's report. Item 6, Contractor Procurement and Appointment. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to commence the invitation to tender ITT procurement process to appoint a contractor and commence construction delivery. Item 7, Consultant Fees Report. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to approve the additional fees associated with the enhanced capital project value and works identified through the progression of works on site and continued statutory consultation. Item 8, Mourne Mountain Gateway Project. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Lewis, the following was agreed: to approve the appointment of a specialist gondola consultant for the Mourne Mountains Gateway Project, to approve the updated ICT fee as set out in 4.2 of the officer's report. As the result of a recorded vote as below, for the proposal, Councillors Clark, Hanlon, King, Lewis, Mathers, O'Hare, Quinn, Riley, Rice, Sharvin and Taylor. Against the proposal, Councillors Enright and Howie. Absent from the meeting was Councillors Byrne and McAteer. Item 9, AHC Capital Budget Requirement. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, the following was agreed: to approve the capital budget for year one delivery of the play strategy review as outlined within the officer's report, to undertake year one projects utilising the council's current contractor framework. Item 10, financial assistance. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to allocate letters of offers to the groups recommended for funding awards under the financial assistance call 2 for sports capital facility grants, utilising the budget allocation as set out in the officer's report, and to implement a scored and ranked list. Item 11, approval of tender award and funding applications. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to award the tender for delivery of the capital project and to accept the two grant offers from external funders as detailed in the officer's report. Item 12, funding to sports club. On the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to note the sanction panel's decision to apply a sanction that the club cannot apply or be in receipt of council supported funding until the full amount is paid. The repayment plan as set out in the report that the matter would be reviewed after 12 months. Item 13, surplus asset report. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Lewis, the following was agreed: to approve the marketing of the asset detailed in the officer's report through the D1 process for a further period of 6 months to identify any interested parties, that at the end of the six-month period, if there is no interest shown, to progress disposal of the asset through sale in the open market. Item 14, minutes from the Strategic Finance Working Group meeting held on the 10th of October 2024, on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor King, it was agreed to note the minutes. Okay, thank you. And the last item on the business is item 15, which is statutory reporting Section 75 policy screening report for quarterly period July to September 2024. This is just for noting, so I just need a proposer and a seconder, please. Councillor Sharvin, sorry.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to propose, but could we look at the layout of the website actually in relation to it? Because I wouldn't say it's most user-friendly to find the said report, and given that there's 2023-24 reports also on the same page. So happy to propose that we do note this, but I think the layout of the website could be certainly improved for use of users.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. I'm sure the officers will take that back. Can I get a seconder, please, for the report? I'd be happy to second that. Okay, members, that's the end of business. Thank you, and have a good night. Thanks.